Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
You wish maybe you didn't say what you said about Cousins.
I'm here to talk about the game.
Cousins, first down, going deep for Diggs. He makes the catch.
Any other questions besides about Kirk Cousins?
Cousins, Diggs, he's got it.
Dale Arnold.
But I think the guys that are best at it are guys like Christian, myself.
Life's weird. It really is sometimes.
Rich Keefe.
Do you think he's coming back?
Yes.
You
Woo!
Do not.
Yes! Dale and Keefe. Middays.
You can give yourself, hey, yo, I want to be known as Wiggy the Wiggler.
D-minus.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
That was Humble Wiggy yesterday when he was talking about NFL players turned media members. The best ones are like the Fouriers, like the Wiggies.
I mean, you
like
know.
Wiggy the Wiggler.
Listen, I watch a lot.
Watch a lot of what?
NFL, former NFL players yeah. doing, you know, we've seen Gronkowski.
There's a lot of them in the business.
Doing on Fox.
Yeah.
I feel like I can sit at any table, have a seat at any table.
Well, you're at this table today. Yes. Dale is off. He's got Bruins responsibilities. So it's just Keefe and Wiggy. We'll be joined at some point in the program by James White and Daron Harmon. Did you have a nice Sunday? A nice Patriot free Sunday?
I did. I was trying to figure out a nickname for the defense because we tried that yesterday.
We did. I think we might have spent a little too much time on it yesterday.
Well, you know, it's important now.
No, it is. I think they should have a
Kyle
nickname.
Kyle Van Noy's asking people.
The linebackers like the boogeyman.
And I think
they like that very much.
We should ask Daron Harmon if they want one too.
But you wanted to call the secondary the exorcist, which doesn't even really make a whole lot of sense.
Well, it goes with my nightmare in New England theme.
I know.
World War Patriots.
No, we can't play. We can't start doing this. We spent a whole segment yesterday, and I want to get. There's a lot of creative people out there listening that called in nonstop, wanting to share their takes. Well, actually, we'll run a montage of that.
Oh, okay, that's
some of the best moments of NFL Sunday.
It's like a compilation, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Pretty big on porno.
That's how you know what a montage is.
Well, yeah. So they put a bunch of things together,
see,
right?
It teaches you stuff. I mean, I suppose that's fine. But no Patriots yesterday.
No.
So you got to really
look
sink
at the
your
league.
Teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sink your teeth into the rest of the league. Turns out Patriots are even better than I thought they were.
Yeah.
And I know they have issues, and we can get to the issues that they have. But, man, you go up and down, and obviously the Chiefs is one that jumps out to you.
Mm-hmm.
They've now lost back-to-back
games. And they had Tyreek Hill back.
They had Tyreek Hill back, and who was good. He had two touchdowns in the game. They've now lost two games at home.
Right.
Kansas City has.
Back to back, because they lost last week to the Colts, and now they lose yesterday to the Texans.
So that was really surprising. But, I mean, you just go up and down the list, and, you know, all the teams that lost, whether it was the Eagles, that they were a good team, the Ravens barely beat the Bengals, the Rams lose at home. The Titans, I thought, might be decent. They had to bench their quarterback. They're terrible.
Cleveland loses again.
The Cowboys lose to the Jets.
Wow. Like, it's time for Jason Garrett to go. He must have pictures of Jerry Jones doing some compromising stuff.
Is there a long time?
Because there's no way this dude should still be the head coach of the Cowboys.
See,
with all that talent that they have.
They got a lot of talent. You see Terrell Owens was chirping at him.
Oh, yeah.
He was chirping at Jerry Jones saying, what are you doing with Jason Garrett? What are you doing there?
He stinks.
But how about the Jets?
The Jets
get a win.
They get the
Loverboy shows up and
back.
He's out there spinning it. He had a really good game. So do you think that that's going to be, any kind of an actual game on Monday? No? Do you want to think about it?
I don't think it's going to be. Because the last time they faced, I was the third string quarterback.
Yeah, it was Luke Falk. He's not even in the league anymore. They're obviously going to be tougher than that. This great team right now. But.
They'll be tougher than that. But the Patriots, you know how they do it. Division game. They know the Jets well, just like the Jets know them well. They'll always get up for that one. And I don't think they'll get caught in that point of, we're going to take this team lightly and then end up like the Cowboys. So I don't see there being any issue with this game against the Jets.
The other one was the Chargers lost to the third string quarterback. Our guy Devlin Hodges from Sanford.
Yeah.
That guy.
I'm officially on the Keenan Allen train.
That's the new guy you want.
Yeah.
You want Keenan Allen?
I saw a report out there that they could potentially be shopping him.
Where was this report?
I don't know. It was on Twitter.
It's
Twitter. Everything you can find.
That's true. Anything you want is on Twitter.
Anything you want on Twitter.
That's true.
So I'm going to put my boy AB to the side.
Okay.
I'm not completely taking him off the shelf.
We'll have our AB update later in the hour. There's a couple of new things.
So Keenan Allen.
Great, I love him.
Really good
receiver.
He's a great
player. Yeah, he's a great player.
San Diego stinks. Yep. He's got 2 years left on his contract, so this year and then one more year.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, is it time for them to maybe move on from him?
It's looking like it. It's looking like it. I mean, he's been bad. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's six games in. This was the team last year. Correct me if I'm wrong. 12-4?
I'm not sure 12
regular
and 4.
Regular season? 12-4? Shyam, give me a thumbs up.
Playoff team. They were a playoff team.
Shyam and John are here, by the way. Looking good.
They were a
payday pod.
Talented playoff team. This was my team to contend with KC for that division.
Yeah, they would have to win out to have the same record as last year.
Right,
that's how different they are, and they just lose a primetime game to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, they were at home
with Pittsburgh's third
with the guy that does all the duck calls
from Samford.
No, I think it was a
Samford.
That guy goes out there and beats them. And
pretty handily. I mean, I know the score says.
Yeah, it ended up being a touchdown, but still, you felt like it was a Steelers game pretty much the whole time.
It was, 21-0 and somewhere?
Oh, yeah, they were spanking them.
Yeah.
And then they were able to come back a little bit, but you never really felt
like. So what this tells me about the rest of the AFC.
Yeah.
Even though the Patriots offense is a work in progress, it's frustrating at times, it just shows me how far ahead that they continue to push from everybody else. Because the defense is legit. We know the defense is
awesome.
Right. We know the Patriots defense is legit. So teams are going to have to score on them. And the only way they're going to be able to score on them is what you've seen from the New York Giants game, where passes are going to have to be dropped in on a dime, even when Jonathan Jones almost makes a play.
A couple of fluky type plays, but over the course of four quarters, that can't beat him.
I don't even think fluky plays. Yeah. I think plays that are just going to be the guy's in a perfect position. Maybe he just barely tips the ball. You're going to need everything to go your way on the offensive side of the football if you want to score consistently against this New England defense.
And who would have ever thought that through 6 weeks, the Buffalo Bills would have the second best record in the AFC?
Imagine that.
I mean, they had the bye this week.
And their quarterback
stinks. 4-1. Their quarterback is as bad as anybody's quarterback in the league. And they're sitting there at 4-1. Chiefs, Texans, Ravens are all 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
But each one of them, I mean, they all have flaws. I mean, I guess give the Texans credit for going into Kansas City and winning. I just have a hard time taking Houston all that seriously. Like, if you said, it's Houston versus New England again in the playoffs, nobody's going to pick Houston.
No.
Like, just not even close. And so the Patriots, and this is what it also goes back to, the Patriots, you and I both would love them to add a wide receiver, add a tight end, maybe even add both.
My guy's O.J. Howard down in Tampa.
O.J. Howard's a good one.
Tampa stinks. He's 24 years old. I think he's got 1 year left on his deal. They got the other kid, Cameron Brate, down there, who's a pretty good tight end as well.
Yeah, he's not bad.
And they don't use them in that offense. So why not? Hey, if you're Bruce Arians and it's really a rebuilding year, you're probably moving on from Jameis Winston eating W's.
Oh, God. He was not eating a W.
No, he's been eating a lot of L's. So
he's snacking on L's.
You figure that you're you're going to maybe move on. You're going to start rebuilding. O.J. Howard's a guy that you don't want in your system. He's a very athletic tight end. He's a big tight end. He could come here and, you know, and maybe rejuvenate his career.
If the Patriots don't add a single offensive player,
I'll be very disappointed.
Are they still the best team, though?
They're still the best team, but that goes back to my original point is they're still the best team, but all it takes is the defense to just slip a little bit and maybe not play their best game in the playoffs I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the room for error goes way down.
Right.
Like that's the thing about it. I think they need to add somebody, but if they just take this team, and I'm also going to say Isaiah Wynn comes back, solidifies the offensive line a little bit, because that's still an issue.
But can we
that
trust
him,
though?
I don't think so.
He comes back, he comes back, we know we like him, but he's been plagued with some injuries.
Yeah, that one's tough.
If they got another receiver and Isaiah Wynn didn't come back, I would still feel pretty confident that they would be able to still create the distance offensively, because you would now have another player you could spit the ball out to very quickly. The only problem, if they don't do anything, you leave, like you said, the room for the margin of error shrinks, and all it takes is that one game, whether it's a playoff game or it's a big game against Kansas City or Houston they need for home field advantage, and maybe the Pats don't bring their A game defensively,
right?
And you could potentially lose.
I do think, though, that, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, when you're watching them, and if the Patriots offense, even within the state that it's in right now, they could score on Kansas City. Everybody
Kansas
in the league could score
Kansas
on Kansas City.
Kansas City's defense stinks.
They don't know what they're doing on defense. Like, I don't know if it's all personnel-wise, if it's coaching or whatever it is, but they are not an intimidating defense at all.
For me, it's coaching.
Yeah.
Because you look at some of the talent that they have on defense. They get the guy Frank Clark, talented player.
Yep.
The Honey Badger. Talented player.
Nice player.
You look at Chris Jones. I know he's been nicked up a little bit, or he got nicked up. They have some good personnel, and they had pretty good personnel last year. So it comes down to coaching.
They've allowed almost 100 more points than the Patriots.
Man.
And that's just straight up points. So that includes the defensive touchdowns that have been scored against the Patriots. That's not even the team's defense, right? And I don't know how many times Kansas City has allowed that, but just the point is their defenses couldn't be more different. And yes, Tyreek Hill's back, so their offense becomes a little bit more explosive. Patrick Mahomes is still great. I know you were anticipating maybe a bit of a drop off this year.
Right. He's still that didn't work out.
He's still pretty good. But no, I think it does. It goes back to, all right, you're through 6 weeks now in the NFL season. You got the trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks. Between now and then, will the Patriots be able to add to somebody? But they are already the favorite. Like, they are already the second best team in the NFL. I don't know. Maybe the Saints? Maybe? Because they're winning with a backup, and then you assume they're going
to
be a little bit better with Breeze. But they're winning ugly games.
You'd have to say, okay, the two teams from the NFC that you'd have to say would be
Seattle.
Seattle.
I like Seattle.
The Saints. And is San Francisco really...
All right, you buying in on them?
I don't know. I'm asking that question. Are we buying in? I thought...
Well, Shyman John are Kyle Shanahan stands, so we know...
Okay.
Sure are.
They're bought in.
T-shirts on the way.
Do you guys think they're the best team in the NFC?
100%.
Yes, easily.
Wow. Easily?
Wow. It's not even close.
More at 130.
It's not
actually
close?
That's a lie. Russell Wilson is really close. Other than that, it's not even close.
I love Russell Wilson. I have a working theory on Russell Wilson.
As you can tell, I just said Russell Wilson, not the Seahawks. Just Russell Wilson.
No, I understand.
So you think
the Niners, so you think right now it is more likely than not that it would be Patriots versus 49ers in the Super Bowl? If you had a bet,
yes.
If you had a bet right now, because that's all we can do,
right,
is look at 6 weeks of the season.
Yes, I
you
would
think
say,
those are the two best teams in football?
Yeah, they're clearly the two best defenses in football, and I think Jimmy Garoppolo is good enough to get that team to the Super Bowl. So I think you could see past 49ers.
Sean, are you saying that because Drew Brees is out? Would you still be saying the same thing when he returns?
The Saints have won three games. Even if Drew Brees was here, I'd still be saying the same thing.
Okay.
Man.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Richard Sherman.
No, Saints have won... Are you talking about with Bridgewater?
With Bridgewater.
Oh, I got you. Because they're 5-1.
So yeah, they're 3-0 on the Bridgewater, and then when Drew Brees comes back.
But I did, to be fair, I said on Friday, if the Niners beat the Rams, we're going to have to start taking them seriously. And they did. They went out there. They beat the Rams 20-7 because their previous wins were kind of similar to Patriots wins.
But
the Niners don't have the track record that the Patriots do. The 49ers beat Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Then they had a bye week. And then they beat up on Cleveland on that Monday night game, right, which was atrocious.
And Cleveland stinks.
But Garoppolo, I mean, they run the ball so well. Garoppolo hasn't even had a 300-yard
passing
game. Garoppolo's
the worst, yet. The worst play, the worst starter of the 22. Garoppolo's easily the worst.
He lost both his tackles and his fullback, by the way.
Wow. They don't win because of Garoppolo.
No, they don't.
No, they win because of their defense.
Yeah, their defense is really good.
But this is
and
also
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan. I'm telling you, it proves out so much what. Yeah, it should be what coaching can do.
Yeah,
because Baker Mayfield
stinks.
Looks like he doesn't know what planet he's on. And then meanwhile, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, and then even...
Well, you asked about the defenses, right? Look at the Kansas City defense versus the San Francisco defense, and it's all because of coaching, right?
Right.
Kansas City coaches can't figure out what to do with that personnel. And then you look at San Francisco's defensive coordinator. I'm drawing a blank on his name, the bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
He's got those boys playing well. And, you know, look at Richard Sherman. Rejuvenated.
Oh my God, he's fired up. He's talking smack.
He
would love Shine. Oh. No, he wouldn't love Shine.
No, he would. No,
he wants guys that doubt him. That's what he wants.
Yeah, he wants Mutt.
He wants Mutt.
Yeah, but he would love Shine in the sense if you've been rocking with them from day one.
They have been.
We witch you.
Day one.
But if you've been talking that trash, then you need to stay true to your guns and keep talking
It's Richard Sherman 2.0. He has found a new life here in San Francisco.
We want them to sound dumb at the end. Like, stick to your guns. If you were calling us pretenders in the beginning, call us pretenders now. Call us pretenders the whole time, because you gotta be that way. You don't get to go hindsight is 2020 with this every year. You know what I mean? Just stick to your words. Stick to your guns. We're a terrible team. We don't have enough talent. We're just, you know, on a rebuilding year, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the case may be, whatever your word was, please stick to it. For those who believed in us, the faithful, continue to believe in us. Continue to be humble. We're going to give you guys a good show. We're going to fight as hard as we can.
He's like, Shime, John, thank you. Everybody else.
Thanks, Richard. Love you.
I don't think I don't have them as the best team in the NFC. I don't. I think part of it is Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy that was here. Right. He's got 7 touchdowns and 5 picks in 5 games.
Right.
And in today's NFL, that's not good.
You know who's a sneaky, quiet team in the NFC when you look and maybe they could give a lot of these teams potentially a run for their money?
Who do you got?
It's the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are, because their defense is decent. And the only year Aaron Rodgers had a good defense, mm-hmm. he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if he's able
to... The defense is good. Yeah. And they're going to face... they're going to face Kansas City, and they're going to face the 49ers. Granted, it'll be on the road, but we'll get to see what Green Bay is against, you know, some good teams.
Right.
But if you look at their schedule, Green Bay, they beat the Bears in week one, which a lot of people thought the Bears were going to be a team. They beat the Vikings, the Broncos. They took an L to the Eagles, and they beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, that's a good team. No, it is. The NFC is wide open, I would say. There's a bunch of teams that could win it now.
I don't know if it's wide open. I think with the NFL, I mean, the NFC is, it's a cluster of teams that you look at and go, all right, maybe it's 5 of them. Which one of them
it's wide open.
Is the best team?
That's what I'm saying. It's wide open.
You think
it's
wide open? Open?
I think the Niners, even though I'm not picking the Niners.
Okay. Like
teams
Seattle, that could
be
Seattle,
for real.
Seattle.
San Francisco.
Green Bay.
Philly.
New
Orleans.
Take Philly out. I'm not riding with you on Philly. Like,
come on.
I'm not riding with you.
Are you out on Dallas?
The way Philly got smacked, I'm out on Philly. I'm out on Dallas.
Right.
So you're.
What about your Green Bay though? You like
Green Bay as of
what
right
about
now?
Your Vikings?
No,
they're 4-2.
I know, but no, not yet. It's not wide open. So
what about Carolina?
No,
Kyle Allen can't lose. They won 4
straight. But we talking about
practice.
practice. We talking about teams that you could look at.
All right, you don't think it's wide open. You think it's top heavy with like 3 teams.
I think
4
it's,
teams.
Seahawks.
Yeah. Seahawks, Niners, Saints, Packers.
Seahawks.
Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying it's just those teams.
Niners, right. Saints, Packers.
By the way,
right now.
The Niners might be undefeated for a little while. They got Washington, Carolina, Arizona as their next 3.
Right.
They might just keep that train rolling.
Because I know Drew Brees is coming back. And if Teddy Bridgewater can keep it up and keep holding them down, Drew Brees is going to come back. I know you're kind of out on Drew Brees.
I am.
A little bit.
I am. But it might not matter. Their defense is pretty good. Yeah. Like, they're winning games right now with
they can run the football.
Dink and Dunk.
They can run the football with Kamara. And who's the other guy? Murray, right? Latavius Murray. So they could do some good things over there. And Sean Payton, we already know what type of coach he is.
He's a good coach. We're gonna be talking to Patriots running back James White coming up in 10:30 here today, and then Lawrence Guy will join us on the program.
I think he'll be a big nickname guy.
He's gotta have some up his sleeve. He absolutely does. So we'll get.
I think he's gonna like my nightmare.
Maybe the D linemen need like a nickname.
Yeah.
Call them like I'm telling you, like the Frankensteins.
The Frankensteins.
Like the zombies.
I think I was with the demons.
You like the demons.
Yeah.
Shime, should I go to this mark in Texas? I feel like this could probably work.
Give him a shot.
Give him a shot. Let's try out Mark in Texas. Mark, what do you have for us today?
I got a Brady song. I'm from Houston, Texas, a diehard Patriot fan, and I was hoping the song, it's 40 seconds long, that maybe one day everyone in Gillette Stadium would sing it. I think it would be.
Have at it. Not... Have
okay.
at it.
Okay, here we go. Listen up, we know the score. We have a super quarterback with one mighty roar. Call me old, call me slow, you say I'm through. I'm the freaking GOAT at 8:42. Undisputed blessings from heaven above. Brady needs no cape, not even a shove. Psycho Tom, Super Tom, look in my eyes. My loyal fans watch with no surprise. 2-minute warning, stay out of my way. Marching down the field, the Irish lightning way. Brady, Brady, Doomsha, Doomsha. Brady, Brady,
Doomsha, Doomsha. I like the hook.
The Doomsha's like Klingon.
I like that.
All right.
I like
the Doomsha.
All right. Thank you very much.
I did like the hook.
If his phone was better, it might have been a little bit better. I know, but you by the end of it, you kind of caught on. You kind of really enjoyed
it
there by the end.
Yeah,
you like
Doomsha.
Yeah, you like that a little bit.
I like the Irish Lightning.
I haven't heard that one.
No,
I've heard a lot of nicknames for him. I've never heard that one before. He had two rushing touchdowns last week. So, I mean, maybe that's what we're going to have to start calling him. All right, Patriots running back James White will join us here coming up next. We're also going to talk with Lawrence Guy. I'm also going to put Wiggy on the spot. We're going to get his AFC power rankings.
Ooh, power rankings.
Sort of went through the NFC there a minute ago. We're going to get your AFC power rankings. Got some thoughts on Michael Bennett as well, Sony Michel.
AB?
And Tom Brady was on the Greg Hill Show today.
Yeah.
Always with the headlines. No matter what Brady says,
it's a headline.
There will be headlines.
He's like Trump of the NFL.
I don't know if he wants that comparison.
Well, I'm just saying in the headlines.
Yes, he might be. All right, we'll get to all of that today. James White, though, coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we're at the 6-week mark since N'Keal Harry went on IR. So I guess the opportunity is there this week, possibly start him practicing. Do you guys plan to do that with him this week?
If he's ready, yes.
Okay. And how, I know it's hard to know. I mean, I don't know how is he doing? I mean, in terms of progressing.
We hope he'll be ready to go.
Pretty insightful.
Sick.
That's Bill Belichick on the conference call today talking about N'Keal Harry, who he could be activated.
Could be ready to go.
They could get him off the old IR. They could get him out there at practice. You have any hope that N'Keal Harry is going to have any kind of impact this season?
No, I think he just becomes one of the other guys.
As we determined it yesterday, a Jad. Yeah. Just another dude. Yeah.
And right now, it's Julian Edelman and just a bunch of dudes.
Gordon's a dude at this point, unfortunately.
At this point, he's a dude.
Dorsett's a dude.
Dude.
Jacoby Myers.
Dude.
The tight ends probably aren't even dudes.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
they're just uniforms at this point. I don't even know what you'd expect out of them.
J.A.U.'s?
But I mean, you got
another uniform?
They can bring back two guys from IR, and mm-hmm. most of the reports out there are don't expect it to be James Devlin. You know, the injury that he has in the position, it doesn't seem like it's going to be James Devlin.
And then when
Isaiah Wynn is one of them.
Jakob going on IR.
I don't think
the fullback position, I think, is probably
Maybe gone. Maybe they'll bring another guy in. If not, you might just have to start. Either you're bringing in more linemen on certain plays. Maybe a tight end can do it.
They use the tight end a little bit back there as a kind of a lead block. But the only problem with that is Lacoste is I think he's nicked up again.
He's always hurt. Yeah, he's always hurt. Remember they used to use Richard Seymour down on the goal line.
Yeah, the goal line's different though. I'm talking between the 20s. You know, your regular offense.
If you want to use a fullback, you don't have one. Now.
Yeah, you don't have one.
But I wonder if N'Keal Harry. You know, if he's healthy to go, because as far as we know, wasn't it the hamstring that he hurt in the preseason?
Well, there was we thought it was the hamstring, but then we thought it was like an ankle or a foot.
Okay,
so who knows what it could be? But when you look at his performance prior to him getting hurt, people weren't really sold on him. Anyways, we all thought it was going to be kind of like a red shirt year in the sense where they would be getting him a little bit of the ball here and there, but. I don't know what to expect. He's going to have the opportunity, but what are we going to be able to expect?
But, like, do you even put him in over some of those other guys? All right, but we'll get to that. Right now it's time to talk with James White, who's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up. James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. What's a Sunday when you're not playing like for you? Are you watching football nonstop like the rest of us, or are you trying to get away from it for a little bit?
It's a little bit of everything. It's relaxing with the family, watching some football, getting some downtime, but you know, studying up on your opponent as well.
So now with obviously the Jets, you still got a week before you play them. You played the Giants. Anything that you took out of that game that you might want to work on a little bit, not just individually, but collectively as an offense?
Well, I mean, each and every week there's always stuff to improve on, and that's the beauty of the game. It's never perfect. So, like I said, we've got out to a good start as a team, but there's always plenty of room for improvement. I think everybody wants to continue to get better each and every week.
Yeah, and off of that, you know, you guys are 6-0. You are scoring a lot of points. And yet when Tom Brady has been doing some of his, you know, his interviews or his press conferences, he seems to be, you know, like you said, looking to improve the offense, maybe not satisfied at all, not happy with the performance of the offense. How would you describe the state of the offense right now?
Listen, everybody knows we can improve. Everybody knows we can be better. And that's the beauty of the game, like I keep saying. That's it. Everybody knows we can go out there, execute better, play a full four-quarter game, and that's the goal, and that's what we're trying to reach.
Now, you got to have a new Jets team coming in the sense that Sam Darnold's going to be the starting quarterback. When you guys faced him last time, you didn't see him. They came off a great win against the Dallas Cowboys. What are some of the things that you might be anticipating with the Jets, especially now that Darnold's back as their quarterback?
I mean, regardless who's that quarterback for them, they always, you know, it was always a tough game every time they play those guys, and they're going to come out and give us their best shot, no matter their record or not our record. It's always a tough football game, so got to study up on them. It's never easy to beat a team twice in this league, so you got to be extra prepared.
We're talking with Patriots running back James White. How much does the offense change with no fullback? Both of your fullbacks have already been placed on IR so far.
Well, I mean, Coach McDaniels does a great job of dialing up game plans each and every week and doing things that, you know, fits everybody's, you know, best needs and how everybody can go out there and execute to the highest of their ability. So, I mean, he does a great job of dialing it up, and whatever he comes up with, we're going to go out there and execute.
Now, the importance level of having a good relationship with the quarterback, being on the same page, is so critical, especially in this offense with Tom Brady. What are some of the things that you guys do as an offensive group, especially a specialist group, with Tom, that allows you to maybe, you know, get this passing game going or get it going early or make sure it stays going consistently? Are you guys meeting? Are you doing some extra work after, before practice?
It's a little bit of everything. It's watching film, you know, getting a little extra reps on the side, maybe during a defensive period, whatever it is. Sometimes just conversating. You know, Tom may want something a certain way, and just by conversating, you guys can work it out and, you know, work it out in that next team period and, you know, you execute it when the time is right. So everybody's just trying to be on the same page as a complete offense because that's when everything's quick when everybody's on that same page.
James, what do you think of the Color Rush uniforms you guys wore on Thursday? You like the all blues?
It's pretty cool. Man. It's pretty cool to switch it out to all blues. Definitely a good look.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Color Rush. I wish that they would go back to the old school
uniform. I want
the
old one. I want, like, the Pat Patriot.
Have you ever worn the old school Pat Patriots uniform?
No. They changed the rule. You can't switch the helmet and stuff or whatever it is.
Awful.
So. Yeah, that's a bad
one. One of the
rule.
Worst rules in sports.
Yeah, college, they allow you to do it in college.
College, they wear – Oregon wears a different uniform every game.
Yeah.
Was that important to you at all, James, when you were getting recruited out of high school? Because I know some players just straight up admit it. They're like, oh, yeah, I like the logo or I like the uniforms or whatever. Was that even anywhere on your list?
I mean, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I went to Wisconsin.
I don't know. It's a good-looking W they got there.
Yeah, well, Wisconsin's like Georgia. Yeah. They're one of those, like, old-school tradition, don't really like to change their uniforms, like to keep everything.
Well, they played those throwbacks a couple weeks ago that were atrocious.
Yeah. They should have worn some white pants. All right.
So you guys are headed back in. When do you guys get back to work? Is it tomorrow?
Go back in tomorrow.
So will you watch any of the Giants film, or have you already watched it, or will you watch, or is that game kind of passing, you just focusing on the Jets?
I've already seen that.
Okay.
We're focusing on the Jets. Like I said, have a few extra days to prepare for those guys, so that always helps.
With Rex Burkhead out, I thought that maybe Damian Harris would be active and at least get a chance to see him a little bit. We haven't, and I know certainly that's not your decision, but what has he looked like at practice to you?
He's continuing to work hard. Like I said, it may not be easy. I was in that same position my rookie year. I didn't play that much and kind of just had to sit back and watch. But he's got to attack those practice reps that he's trying to do, improve on that. And like I said, he's a good football player, and he'll continue to work. And when his opportunities comes about, I think he'll be ready.
All right, he's Patriots running back James White. Thanks for the time, James. Good luck against the Jets on Monday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. James White, Patriots running back. 9 catches last week, a couple of carries. Only 2 carries, though. He's still a guy that I wonder, especially with what's going on with Sony Michel.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's regressed this year. And I understand the line's bad, but guess what? Somebody's going to run it.
Right.
And I don't know why they don't try to give it to James White a little bit more.
Yeah, he ran well in college.
He was a 4,000-yard back in college. Now, I know he went to Wisconsin, and they just run the crap out of it.
But still. The opportunities that he's gotten in the NFL, the times that we've seen him run the football, he runs the football pretty well, right? He runs it a lot of the time. It's out of the third down set, or it's out of the, you know, a shotgun type of formation.
Right.
But he runs the ball well. We know that he catches a lot of screens, and we know he gives you something in the passing game. But I'd like to see them, you know, maybe give him 8-10 carries a game.
But he also brings up a good point with Damian Harris, how James White didn't play a whole lot as a rookie. And that's going to be tough. You know, you're wondering, like, all right, where's my opportunity? And then he stuck with it, and he's become a huge part of the offense. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl he had a couple years ago.
Right.
I mean, they threw to him nonstop, and he was great, and he's a guy that they've really relied on. Because isn't it a little surprising to you that Damian Harris hasn't even gotten a sniff?
No, it's not surprising to me because when I look at the offense, and I know that they probably feel certain ways about certain plays. So James White is their receiving type running back.
Right.
And they feel like Sony Michel is their guy that they want to run the football, along with Brandon Bolden, who's kind of...
Well, I was going to say, that's just it. Bolden is taking snaps and playing time away from Harris, but we know Bolden plays on all the special teams, so that gives him the leg up, right?
Right, that gives him the advantage, and he's a very, very good special teams player. So you don't want to dress a guy and maybe waste a spot who might get 2 carries but doesn't really give you anything in the special teams. We've seen Brandon Bolden give you stuff in special teams and all over. He's a kick returner. He's on the punt, you know, punt protection, punt return, your kickoff coverage. So that's what you have to look at. And when you look at a guy like Damian Harris, it's just you got to wait for your time, young man. You got to wait for that spot to open up where you get the call. And he, even with Rex Burkhead being down, I think most people thought that would have been his chance, but they seem like they're pretty satisfied with the three guys that they dress every week, which is White, Michelle, and Brandon Bolden.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was a third-round pick, and the guy that he shared carries with last year in Alabama is Josh Jacobs, who's ripping it up.
Yeah, but third-round pick means nothing.
That's pretty high.
No, for a running back? It means nothing on this team. Think about the kid that they drafted in the second round. Was it second round, Youngstown? Was it Derek Rivers?
He was a third rounder
also. He was a third rounder.
Yeah.
You know, I understand he got hurt, but then when he was healthy, we never saw him.
But is it – it's just more roster construction? It's not saying that Harris can't play.
No, it's not saying that he can't play. It's more roster construction with the way the Patriots run their roster, especially with the running back position.
Okay.
You look at how they constructed that position.
Yeah, I guess. I just thought I could understand because it was a pretty deep position. And when Rex Burkhead was playing, I'm like, all right, there's no room for him. But then Rex Burkhead's out, and then they still don't activate it. But just thought it was.
But if okay, let's say they activate him. So you got him, Sony Michel, James White, and Brandon Bolden.
Yeah, see, I guess they view Brandon Bolden more as an offensive piece than I do. And now all of a sudden, he's probably going to be their short yardage back.
Well, he's an offensive piece that does a little bit of everything, but they don't ask him to do a lot.
See, because he's much more – because I thought of Bolden as an offensive player as slightly more than, say, like Matthew Slater is a wide receiver. But that's clearly not the case. Like Bolden, they don't mind giving the ball to. He's got touchdowns in, the last two or three games. So they
feel like his offensive production or what he can bring to the offense – they feel like it's pretty good. And they can bring him along in the offense, and they still know that they're getting a very, very talented special teams player. Is it worth for you to bring Harris? Maybe not get that type of offense production, or maybe you do get kind of the same production. Even it might be even a little bit better.
But he's not doing anything else.
And he's not doing anything else because they're not asking Brandon Bolden to carry the ball 15 times a game or catch seven passes.
Not yet. That could happen.
Well, not yet. I'd like to see that. Didn't he do that in Miami?
Yeah, I think
he's pretty good against the Pats last year.
He killed the Pats last year. You can join the show, 617-779-7937. We'll get you your Antonio Brown update.
Love the Antonio Brown fix.
Yep, we'll do that coming up next. Back here at Dale and Keefe. Wiggy's in the house. Dale is off today. Your phone number, 617-779-7937. But, Wiggy, we got to get to the Antonio Brown update.
We'll have a good AB update. I need my AB fix.
Today's Antonio Brown update.
Now let's move over to Antonio Brown. Multiple sources have told me Brown is trying to get into the league. He wants to play, and he wants to try to do so in the next few weeks if he can resolve his legal matters in his NFL investigation. But here is the problem, Tony. He has not interviewed yet with the league, and they are waiting on him. They know they hold the keys in some regard because they want to talk to him before they complete that investigation and potentially levy a suspension. And so the standoff continues.
I hold all the cards now.
So Antonio Brown,
is he
looking to
have they reached out to him about doing the interview?
Nope, not that we've heard of at all. Tommy Curran has his latest article on NBC Sports Boston. NFL seems determined to keep Antonio Brown sidelined, and really just by not doing anything, because he wants to clear it up. He wants to make sure.
So teams is he pushing the issue of like, come on, interview me? Do we know?
I don't know how much he's doing that.
Okay, so we don't know about either one. You know, one of the sides, Antonio Brown saying, let's interview, or the NFL saying, hey, we've been trying to get in touch with him. We can't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you got to wonder, is there collusion going on right now?
Yeah. I mean,
I think there is. And I think it starts with the top. I don't even think it's necessarily the owners that are all saying it. I think it's the commissioner.
Right.
Charles Robinson wrote a piece for Yahoo and Kern links to it as well, in which a league executive told him this. Quote, that's Roger Goodell saying, don't sign Antonio Brown. And if you do, we're going to put him on the exempt list anyway. And it says, I don't know that anyone is really interested in him at this point with all the stuff that's going on, but that statement has got to make you think twice when you might be signing him and taking the heat for it, that he's not even available to play for you. Why go through that? Because the NFL hasn't talked to him yet.
Right.
They talked to Brittany Taylor for forever.
Seems like the NFL's dragging their feet, and it's because of the collusion, and it's... This is our 100 year. We don't want this guy hijacking it. He already did. Let's kind of keep him. Let's keep him out of mind, out of sight. And the way we can keep him out of mind, out of sight is we don't really interview him. We don't have to make a decision. We just kind of ignore him. You go play over there in the corner.
Right. And then you're going to go away. And after time, you know, people will move on. They'll forget about you a little bit.
And we won't have to do anything. Right. I told you, the only thing Antonio Brown could do is sue the NFL for $1 billion.
$1 billion. I mean, it seems like they're preventing him from playing.
That's by
not making a decision, by not saying what it is.
And that's what they're doing. Don't you think there are teams out there that would go, okay, the NFL has come out and said, we're not going to put him on the exempt list, and he's not going to face any type of suspension.
I would.
Don't you think somebody would then sign him?
I would try to sign him, and I would say, you're going to get whatever the amount is, but it's almost directly tied into game day bonuses. I need you on the field.
But can they do that, though?
I don't know what the legalities are, but you can probably, if he agrees to it, can he get paid, not nothing, but very little? Because if he gets thrown on the exempt list, then he gets paid.
He gets paid.
Might be what some teams are afraid of.
And I don't know if he can go into it. The NFL has so many rules where I would think that they would have a rule set in place that a guy has to have a contract on what he's going to make for that year or that season.
But could you sign him to say...
You can't, like, sign him to, like, a... He can't be, like, an independent contractor where you're going, all right, we're just going to pay you
X amount each week. But can he sign for the minimum... And then all the incentives are strictly just games played. Couldn't you do something like that?
He could probably sign for the minimum.
Yeah.
And then any incentives would be based on...
And if you're a team, isn't that worth it? Like, all right, worst case scenario, we're paying this guy the minimum and he goes on the exempt list. But then you're also forcing it on the league to make a decision. And we outlined how the Tyreek Hill situation did take a little bit of time, but it was also in the offseason. So it wasn't like he was playing games or you were holding him out of games.
Right.
And so they were able to come up with nothing for him.
Seemed like that situation was probably about a month, month and a half, and they made a decision.
Because I don't think there's anything right now that would prevent Antonio Brown from playing. As dumb as he is, I don't think they do right now.
He's all right. Say what you want. He's a clown. He's a moron. He's this. He's that. But the NFL has nothing. But we've seen the NFL or Goodell suspend guys for nothing before. They have nothing to not allow to put him on the exempt list or to suspend him.
The latest from Antonio Brown's Twitter, he has a looks like a whiteboard, and then with red marker says this quote here, and you can let me know what this means. If you feel like you're losing everything, remember that trees lose their leaves every year, and they still stand tall and wait for better days to come.
Okay,
and then he adds. Then his caption is best is yet to come. Hashtag call God. Hashtag God calls. So that's like he's returning the call.
You call. He wasn't there. But he's going to call back.
Phone tag with God.
Yeah.
That sounds like.
It means he's going to reach back out to you.
God friended me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The sitcom.
Make sure you have your call waiting in order.
But that's a nice one, though. Motivational. You know, some people might wake up and need that today.
Well, that's a good one. And it's true. You know, the leaves do fall off.
But the tree, what's it doing? Still standing.
It's still standing.
A little cold.
Even though it ain't got no leaves.
They'll be back.
They will be back.
They'll be back.
And that's what AB's trying to say.
We know
he wants to play.
He's desperate to play again.
He is.
He wants in.
If the NFL called him up today
on a flight.
We need to interview you today.
Yeah, I'll be there.
He's
going to
be there. He'll be there in an hour. But the NFL does not want to do that, which is wrong. No matter how much you can't stand the guy or whether you think he's a moron or whatever he is, he's not been convicted of a crime. He did not commit a crime. His crime is being stupid, but being stupid does not mean
he hasn't been proven of committing a crime.
No,
he may have committed a crime.
But he hasn't been proven of committing a crime.
Just point that out.
Right?
Yep.
So his... The thing we know has been proven is that his crime is he's stupid, and but that doesn't mean that
you don't get suspended just for that.
Right,
though.
That doesn't mean you don't have the right to earn a living doing what you're good at.
All right, well, we will check in with Lawrence Guy, I'm guessing, sometime in the next hour. Also, let's get to Michael Bennett, because more and more people are starting to pick up the story of Michael Bennett mm-hmm. and his lack of playing time each and every week. So we will get into that, plus Wiggy's AFC Power Rankings.
Power Rankings.
Power Rankings. Sometime next hour as well. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keith, Wiggy in the house, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.